Harper Audio presents Romancing the Duke, Castles Ever After, by Tessa Dare, performed by Carmen Rose. Chapter 1. The name Isolde Ophelia Goodnight did rather spell a life of tragedy. Izzy could look at her situation and see just that, motherless at a young age, fatherless now as well, penniless, friendless. But she'd never been hopeless. Not yet. Not quite. Because the name Isolde Ophelia Goodnight also suggested romance. Swooning, star-crossed, legendary romance. And for as long as she could remember, Izzy had been waiting, with dwindling faith and increasing impatience, for that part of her life to begin. Once she'd grown old enough to understand her mother's death, Izzy had consoled herself with the idea that this was all part of her epic tale. The heroines in fairy stories were always motherless. When Papa overspent their income and the maid was dismissed, she told herself the drudgery would pay off some day. Everyone knew that Cinderella had to scrub the floors before she could win the handsome prince. By the time she turned 15, their finances had improved thanks to Papa's writing success. Still no prince, but there was time. Izzy told herself she'd grow into her largish nose and that her frizzled hair would eventually tame itself. She hadn't, and it didn't. No ugly duckling turned swan here either. Her 17th birthday passed without any pricking of fingers. At 21, life forced a difficult truth on her somewhere on the road between Maidstone and Rochester. Real highwaymen were neither devilishly charming nor roguishly handsome.